Tonight, dinner with his family became a media scramble when Donald Trump finally left Trump Tower after days inside, but he left unannounced, and he left the reporters, whose job it is to cover his every movement, in the dark. So we begin this evening with the curious case of Donald Trump making a run for it in the dark New York night, motorcade and NYPD in tow. Our intrepid correspondent, NBC's Hallie Jackson, caught up with him and his family in the dining room at the 21 Club tonight. I'm sure they were thrilled to see you. Hallie is just back and joins us. Let me, even as someone who covered a president, in this case Bill Clinton, who loved giving reporters the slip, let me be devil's advocate for the folks watching at home. We always cheer for the guy who gives the posse the slip in the movies. It's very Butch Cassidy. It's very Springsteen lyric. So why is it so important to those of us in the news media when this happens?
And more importantly, and just as importantly, why should somebody sitting at home right now that's not a member of the media care?
Right.
Because that's the question. Because I think that you will see Donald Trump this entire campaign, and now as president-elect, has sort of had an adversarial, at times, relationship with the media. Here's the deal. The president-elect, Donald Trump, has every right to a private dinner with his family. Absolutely. In New York. The point of having a pool of journalists, small pool of journalists, cover his movements is to act as a conduit to the American people, essentially, so that everybody in the nation knows where he is, because that is something that happens when you are going to be president of the United States. People want to know where you are. God forbid, in case of a potential worst-case scenario or some sort of attack on the nation, you need to know where the president is, one would imagine.